You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Talking recipes, especially in the lead up to Christmas.
I mean, it's dubbed the most important meal of the year. You don't want to mess up Christmas dinner.
Yeah, and there's the... But it's communal as well, isn't it?
Mm. So everyone knows if you do mess it up.
Yeah.
They will speak about it as, oh, do you remember when Barry messed up the turkey in 2014?
Now, my folks are still very much, traditional. That's what they've done. All of the aunties, they'll disappear and they'll be taking care of all the salads, and the blokes will all be around the barbecue, because
mm-hmm.
that's kind of their domains, if you like. It's where the expertise comes in.
Okay.
My mum is on the potato salad, funnily enough, cold potato salad.
Potato salad is very important.
Yeah, and she'll make that one from scratch, Jordan, as opposed to go shopping for it.
Look, she goes to the supermarket to buy ingredients for her homemade potato salad. I go to the supermarket to also buy ingredients for my potato salad. Just, it's already made up and comes in a plastic little box.
And so is there someone in your family that really absolutely delivers come the 25th of December? Someone's got like a certain recipe that they cook or something?
Overly, to be
really
honest with you. Well, like all of my family, my heritage and all my family, they're all English. So the English traditional is the turkey and all the Brussels sprouts and bacon and all that sort of stuff.
Mm.
Normally, no offense to family members who may be listening, but normally it's hideously overcooked.
Oh.
Don't want to sound like Gordon Ramsay.
Okay, yeah.
But that's the Christmas tradition, I guess, in our household.
Yeah, you're in no place to critique because you're buying shop stuff anyway.
Yeah.
But in my household, you can kind of pick, Auntie Anne, Lisa did that one, Kerry did that.
So do they have all their own? So like you said your mum does potato salad. Does someone else do the coleslaw or someone else does a garden salad?
Lisa's on the coleslaw.
Okay.
Yep.
Not, it's just like a full-on salad bar at your place. Well, when you go to the buffets and there's all these salads, this is how it's set out at yours for Christmas.
And Nana does a potato bake every year.
Nice.
So everyone has their domain, their expertise.
I might come around to yours for Christmas.
You're not invited.
I might invite myself. I'll just have the waft of the potato bake will guide me in.
So I bring this up because your very heartwarming, heartfelt family recipes can now be put on exhibition.
What do you mean on exhibition?
So it's called the Reclamation Recipes, Remedies and Ritual Exhibition.
Okay.
It's due to be put on January 18th. It's an online submission.
Okay.
So I don't know if you'd get away with a shop-bought potato salad.
I mean, if I did apply with the shop-bought potato salad, in, someone who actually made it would be spewing.
And basically you need to accompany the recipe with an anecdote, so maybe some quick poetry slam about the shop-bought potato salad, or maybe a limerick, or...
I'm trying to think of one now.
A haiku, maybe? And then also you need to... That anecdote needs to reflect on its significance.
Mm-hmm.
And it also needs to... he needs to have pictures of the dish as well, obviously.
Oh, so you get the pictures of the dish, submit them online.
Correct.
And then you can go through and see all different family recipes.
Yeah, with anecdotes.
Oh, okay, that's all right. That would be quite interesting.
It's called the Reclamation Recipes, Remedies and Ritual. I'd have to say as well, it does, for me around Christmas time, the recipes do get passed down, so you and I obviously missed out.
Oh, I mean, well, there's still time to pass it down.
Exactly.
I mean, you can get the recipe for that potato bake, that sounded nice.
But yeah, my cousin on the weekend was making the ancestral Dutch honey biscuits recipe.
Can we stop talking about food? You are making me so hungry.
And she had to
call... Can we make it a blanket rule? We don't talk about food at the start of the show because now I'm going to be hungry for the rest of it.
And she sent me to go purchase the flour.
Yeah.
Anyway, so while she called her mum to work out how much flour she had to add, and then her mum had to call her mum in order to work out how much flour there was to put in. So it was like a full chain... chain reaction.
And then they finally found out how much flour got back and saw that you had accidentally bought the wrong one. Oh, Simo, we gave you one job. This is self-raising flour. We need a plain flour.
I tell you what, it's funny you mentioned that.
Oh, no.
Because in Canberra, where I went to buy flour.
Yeah.
It was from this...
I should say you were in Canberra on the weekend. You didn't just go all the way there.
For flour.
For flour. You can get flour locally.
There was... what was it? It was like some kind of wholesale... Like you took your jar with you and then you went in there and there was just... aisles upon aisles of different flowers from different countries and all of that kind of thing.
How many flowers?
I know.
It's all flowers, isn't it?
I walked in there and I thought it was some kind of cult. There was no windows. It was all white light.
I mean, you walk into somewhere like that, no windows, it's all white light, and there's a whole lot of white powder everywhere. You're kind of like, gee, I just wanted flour.
Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, I'm a bit nervous about this because I am going to break one of the golden rules of radio.
You've been getting nervous about a lot of stuff lately.
Yeah, I have been, haven't I?
Is everything okay?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, you bring it up. Maybe I should, yeah.
Mm.
But no, this specifically, the golden rule of radio I'm going to break is to talk about another radio station.
Oh. Okay.
Yes, thank you. Correct response. This is by far the best.
Who is it?
Oh, well, the other way, it's an ABC one. So
scumbag.
So you're technically paying for them, mate. part of your tax goes to the ABC. This is the ABC's youth network.
Oh, yes.
It's triple and then there's a letter.
Oh, yes.
Which shall not be named.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I'm breaking this golden rule of radio of talking about another radio station is because they also... broke the golden rule of radio, but in a bit of a unique way.
Yeah.
Okay, so Simo, so you know, whatever radio station you would listen to, which is 100% this one, but other than every single radio station, they have a like a delay and a dump button.
Oh, yes. No, we're as live as it comes. So
when we're saying this, it's coming out of the speakers about 10 seconds or so later, and if, for example, we accidentally say something that we shouldn't, we can press a button and that 10 seconds of audio will get destroyed and you won't hear it and all will be fine.
I don't know if we've got that. Hold on, let me check.
No, we do.
We do? Hold on.
Do you not know where it is?
No, which one?
That's why. I'll point it out to you in the next song where it is.
I just kind of roll with it.
Well, Simo, this Youth ABC network, they had to use their dump button when one of the presenters said something that they shouldn't have.
Oh, no.
Now, this wasn't, them accidentally dropping a naughty word. Stop looking for the dump button. Look over there.
That's okay.
I will point it out to you in the song. Don't press it.
No, that didn't work.
And that was just a button that said mute. Stop pressing buttons.
Sorry, please continue.
No, Simo, over at this youth station, they mentioned something that they shouldn't have. It wasn't like a swear word or anything like that. It was something else.
Yeah.
Simo, I'm going to show you. So the presenter in question wrote on Twitter what they said.
Yes.
I'm going to show you it now, but... don't say what it is, because otherwise we will have to dump this.
Really? Okay, hold up. Let's have a look here.
So there you go. It wasn't a swear word, so that's what they said. That's why I got dumped.
I once did a whole show about that.
Okay, so this presenter said, and let's try and get around this.
Yeah.
Suggested that someone who comes at Christmas isn't real, which is rubbish.
Yeah. There's some kind of individual who's quite large, wears a red suit, has a very lengthy white beard.
Sounds a bit like our boss Gary, but you know.
Yeah.
Not him. He's not sticking around your house at Christmas time.
Yeah. So the suggestion of that person not being legit.
Yeah, so that's why they got in trouble. That's why they dumped. And I would just like to take this moment in time to say, thus another reason why you shouldn't be listening to that radio station.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Because they crush dreams. Another fantastic promo for us. Roll song.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
It is time for some food and a love chat. Love a good love chat. Alrighty, so taking a bite out of someone else's sandwich.
No.
No, never?
No. No one wants to eat a sandwich that's had someone taken a bite out of it.
It's true.
Do they? Do you?
No, not really.
No, yeah. I don't want someone's taken out a sandwich.
Okay, so it seems like an insult to both of us, right?
Yes.
All right, so one woman is expressing her love to her husband in a heartwarming Facebook post. The woman explained why she's been taking a single bite out of her husband's lunch every day during their 41-year-old marriage.
Oh, so it's a sandwich or something and she will take a bite out of it and then go, there you are, dear husband, go to work.
Yeah, in the morning.
Okay.
So she sends him to work with a freshly chomped sandwich in a Ziploc bag.
Okay.
The bite symbolising her having lunch with him.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, very much symbolizing, because not physically.
No, obviously.
No, because she took a bite out of it at 7 o'clock in the morning, and he is having it at lunchtime.
She goes on to say, on occasion, I would join him on the job and have lunch with him. He made the comment once that lunch tasted so much better when you share it with someone you love.
I mean, lovely, and it seems like these two people are very happy, but yeah. Stay the hell away from my sandwich.
Would you stand for that?
No. There's other ways of showing love other than to eat.
Maybe this is it, though, Jordan. We're both single, and this is a 41-year-old marriage.
Yeah.
41-year marriage.
I mean, you can't deny it. It's clearly working.
For these guys.
Yeah.
While fixing him a sandwich one night, I took a bite out of it before putting it away. When he got home, he commented, it says comment, I'd imagine complained, that someone took a bite out of his sandwich.
You'll never guess what happened at work today.
I told him that since I couldn't join him for lunch, I took a bite so he knew I was willing to join him. And you can see it's pretty full on lunches that she's making.
Oh, yeah, you've got a picture of one there. It would be, is that like a triple decker something or other?
Yeah, that is a pimento cheese sandwich. It's got some tuna in there as well. So pretty full on lunches, getting bites taken out of him before he even gets to it.
You know what, Simo?
What?
I said at the start of this I wouldn't stand for it.
Yeah.
Having now seen the sandwich in question.
Seen the sandwiches, yeah.
I've changed my mind.
Fair enough, yeah.
I mean, if it's a quadruple decker, it's a massive sandwich, it looks delicious.
Little does he know that it's probably the second sandwich she made. She probably ate the first one.
Yeah. Does he get to take a bite out of her sandwich before?
That's what I was wondering.
Ah.
No comments on whether or not he's taken a bite out of her lunch.
I wonder if they do this for a restaurant. They kind of go, and here is your chicken parmesan, madame. And the guy's like, I'll be taking a bite out of that before you even get there.
Yeah. Wow. It's kind of mental warfare. It's not so much sharing as it is the mental game.
Yeah. Look, I'm distracted by the sandwich. I'm not going to lie. It did look delicious.
The happy marriage is getting one over the other.
Yeah.
Making sure you taste their food before they do.
Just to make sure it's fine, even though I made it myself.
Well, that's the other thing. You'd assume he's getting these really amazing sandwiches, because if she's going to take a bite out of it, then she wants it to be half decent, right?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, so...
No, she's not putting, like, the off tuna or something in that.
Correct. So maybe...
Is he going to get a sandwich one day that's not bitten?
He's not going to touch it.
Open it and go, this feels a bit,
It's almost as though that happened once, and then he's like, righto, from now on, then you must take a bite out of my sandwich, so therefore it's proven that it's not poison.
This must be the only couple in the world that if he sees a full sandwich completely done, is like, okay, something suspicious
puts
here.
Puts that in a bin.
What's going on here?
Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, this may be the greatest thing I have ever seen and heard in my entire life.
I got a little taste of it just in the break there.
Mm-hmm.
Very odd.
Very odd, very brilliant as well. Simo, I present to you 32 Portaloos with animated faces on singing a techno remix of the Christmas song Hallelujah.
We're going to have the best looking house in town, Russ.
I've always wanted to do this.
I feel we should explain why there are 32 Portaloos singing a techno remix of Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So this was a company in America that kind of deals with these Portaloos, renting them out to big events.
Okay.
Obviously had a lot to spare because not many big events happening at the moment. So they decided to get 32 of them and lay them out as if they're a choir. So there's a row on front, there's another row.
Yeah.
And put LED lights on them all. LED lights of, like, faces and mouths moving.
Yeah.
And do a full-on, like, lights Christmas show.
I can see that.
With all these Portaloos singing Hallelujah.
So is this because, like, obviously the Portaloos are out of work?
Yes.
And so are lighting designers.
And you can't have, like here in Australia, I think we can now. Over in America, the restrictions say that people can't get together, which involves choirs.
Yep.
They can't all get together and be on stage and sing. No rule against Portaloos doing it, though.
Yeah. They got good pipes on them for Portaloos. Which is not surprising because Portaloos have pipes, right?
I don't know if they do, actually. I think they're not plumbed in. There's some guy that has to come clean it.
Sorry, that was nearly perfect.
I mean, it still is bad to say that a Portaloo has a better singing voice than me.
Yeah, well, you know, you can. I'm sure practice makes perfect. But also worth mentioning that these, they do look a little evil, don't you think?
No, I reckon they look...
If you look in the eyes...
So, Simo, I showed you the picture of them before. Yeah. They're full on, so the light display, the mouth moves. I can get how perhaps it may look a bit scary if you don't know what's happening. And if you're like a child or something, but it looks kind of cool.
Have a good look at the eyes there, Jordan. Right?
Okay, see? You're showing me.
How do I make it bigger? There we go. See, look at the eyes.
Oh yeah, okay, you've pointed out the eyes now. They're like evil triangular downward eyes.
Yeah, welcome.
See, so stop trying to ruin. This is the one fun thing we've had in 2020. Stop trying to ruin it for me.
Please step into our doors.
The company behind this.
Imagine
called...
if it started up while you were trying to go.
Oh, well, there's some guy in the portaloo. What is going on outside? The company is named Service Sanitation. They posted the video on their social media page in which they said, we've officially set a world record for the most animated faces on portaloos.
Right.
To which Guinness World Record replied with, I quote, "This organization does not monitor records for animated faces on portaloos."
So did they have to break someone else's record?
I don't know. I don't think. Look, it's not about record. It's Christmas time. Let's just enjoy the fact that we've got 32 singing portaloos. And I loved the bit at the end as well, the big finish as well for the portaloos.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Simo and Jordan with you, and with the Christmas holiday period upon us.
Yes.
Are you taking on extra responsibilities? Maybe do you have any cats to feed for your neighbours or anything like that?
No extra responsibilities have been thrown on me as of yet.
Well, info@snowfm.com.au if you'd like to email Jordan some jobs.
And I would like to address that by saying, please don't. Normally we love getting emails, but on this occasion...
What, because it's more work?
Yeah.
You cop out.
However, if you would like Simo to feed your cats, info@snowfm.com.au
I've already taken on jobs of the Christmas cheer, Jordan.
So you can take on some more.
Stop trying to overload me, mate. Share the load.
No, I've had a chat to management and we feel that you could be doing a bit more.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I am now management, by the way. I've had a chat with myself.
I looked myself in the mirror this morning.
And said, you know what? That's Simo. We got to crack the whip with him.
Oh, dear. So...
And I agreed with myself. So that's good.
I've got to water some plants.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going away, so
it's going to rain hopefully over the weekend. So they just tick that off. You don't have to worry.
But some stats are out regarding the plant life in 2020.
What do you mean plant life?
So Australians taking on a lot more pot plants this year.
Oh yeah, I did hear about this.
Did you?
Yeah, well, it's all during the COVID lockdown and all that sort of stuff. People, had time to do what they always wanted to do, and maybe that's, you know, work on your green thumbs. Is that the right word?
Green thumb, yeah. A lot of my mates, obviously, not in committed relationships, can't have a dog or a cat when they rent.
Mm-hmm.
So naturally, they've gone the next best thing.
Yeah.
And they're in a relationship with their...
get a sunflower or something.
In a relationship with a cactus.
Yeah. Well, cactuses are good because you don't really have to water them that much.
They just don't want anyone that's needy.
Yeah.
that needs their attention all the time.
Yeah, you can just leave a cactus.
The stats are in showing that Aussies have managed to kill at least 72 million plants in the last year.
Australia, we've done Australians proud.
And 40% of people knowing how to water their plants.
Wait, only 40% of people know how to water plants?
40% are struggling, so 60% know.
Okay.
The other 40% not a clue.
That does shock me because isn't it just, and admittedly I've never done it, isn't it just get water? Put on plant.
I think you found
remember to do.
Yeah, the loophole. I think that's it's the when I think that catches people out.
Okay.
They understand the how.
Okay.
There's a watering can or a hose and away you go.
Okay, gotcha.
But I think it's more the timing in order not to drown it.
Mm.
You know, there's a lot of plant serial killers out there. Mm. They walk amongst us, Jordan.
next time you're in the supermarket, keep an eye out. That person browsing for lettuce.
That person
could be because he doesn't have any at home. And why does he not have any at home, Simo?
Exactly. Why is he taking so long to filter through all those cauliflower? Hey, if you're a broccoli and you're listening to this right now, who's that at the door?
Also, if you're a broccoli and you're listening to this right now,
yeah,
how?
Well, that's what they do, don't they?
They do it for years.
Yeah, but they play vegetable material and plants, music and radio in order to, because it helps their growth.
Please put that in a promo. Simo and Jordan, number one for broccolis.
Radio for plants. Are your plants dying? Well, bring in a new lease of life.
Simo and Jordan, it might help.
Simo and Jordan. This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway, on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah, that should do it.